Well, how would you call him? Would you call him by name?
I call him by name. Yeah, either I whistle for him.
I see. Or if you wanted to tell him to stop attacking someone who, say, if somebody had come to your door and knocked mm-hmm. and he was attacking them, what would you say to him?
I'd tell him to shit. I'd be quiet.
Okay. What would you call a dog that was not a purebred dog? It was a mix.
Well, I told him a mixed dog.
Would you call him a mutt or a mongrel?
That's right. Something. You're not a straight mixed dog. That's all you know. That's what we call them, because they got different, folks got different names for them. I don't know so much about it.
Well, what would you call them?
Well, I would call them a little mixed dog. Well, if he's a straight blood bird dog and a straight hound dog
mm-hmm.
and all like that, you'd call them straight dogs. They bred it to the same, with the same daddy, and I mean, they were bred dogs,
right.
You see. But if they mixed dogs, that's where they call them a mixed.
Yeah.
That's right.
Good, that's what I want.
That's
okay,
right.
Now we're talking about the word bite, like the dog bites somebody, okay? Now mm-hmm. you'd say, does that dog...
That dog bit me.
Okay. And if someone, if I came up to you, I would say, does your dog...
Bit me?
No.
No, wait.
I would say, does he...
Did he?
No, not did, but does... Does your dog... I want to know if he does.
Does your dog bite?
Right, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you'd say, oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
He has...
He has teeth.
You're getting funny.
Yeah, I never say he won't bite on it.
Okay, if he did it yesterday, what would you say?
I did.
If he took those teeth and he bit yesterday, you'd say, yesterday, yes, he has.
Yes, yesterday, he bit.
Okay, he has.
Bit.
Okay, yes. Fine. Okay, what would you call the male, the male cow?
Well, the male cow.
Uh-huh. The one,
I call him, we call him bull.
Right. Do you have any other names for him?
That's the only name. We'll call him male.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you, let's see, what's the next thing I need? Okay. What about when animals work together, you know, like two horses, what do you call that? When there are two of them.
Two of them together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's we call that a double spring. You see, when you got two, sometimes you used to have two pulling the one fly at that
mm-hmm.
day. And yeah. Had a buggy and a wagon.
Uh-huh.
And you see, if you hit one old wagon, well, we had one mule to pull one old wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had two mules to pull a tall wagon.
Yeah.
One on side, the tongue, and the other on the other side.
Yeah.
That a double breast.
Did you ever call them a pair?
A pair.
Yeah, okay.
That's right.
What about an animal that is, I think it's, well, it has long ears and it kind of looks like a horse, and it's usually gray.
Let me see, long ear.
Looks kind of like a horse.
Well, that's a, we have a jack
yeah.
and I have a mule.
Okay, that's what I want.
That's right.
Guess what? We finished one. If you want the next, thank you for listening.
Okay.
What about different terms for giving birth to a calf? What would you say? Daisy is going to.
Is going to have a calf.
Uh huh. Would you ever say she's going to calve?
That's right.
Or would you say she's going to have a calf?
Calve.